So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed a machlekes Rebbe v'Chacham regarding Oisius. How does one purchase and acquire the creditor's rights to a loan? Rebbe holds Oisius niknes b'mesira. One can acquire a loan with mesira alone. The seller transfers the shtar milva, the actual loan document, to the buyer, but a shtar mechira is not required. While the Chacham holds loikana asher yichta v'yimser, the seller must also write a shtar mechira document of sale selling him these rights, and he must also transfer the shtar milva to the buyer. Amaymer now concludes, Hilchasa Oisius niknes b'mesira k'Rebbe. The final ruling is like Rebbe, that one acquires a loan with mesira alone, and a shtar mechira is not required. Ravashi added, Svara namihu. This halacha is also self-understood, that one cannot acquire a loan with a shtar mechira because the Oisius mili ninu, u'mili b'mili lemikanen. The item of sale, the loan written in the shtar milva, is merely a verbal agreement, not a tangible item. And the sale through shtar mechira is also merely a verbal agreement, and not a tangible act. Therefore, as the Rashbam explains, shtar lo yikne b'shtar. The content of one document cannot be acquired by the content of another document. Rather, shtar milva can be acquired only by a maisa kinyan, a tangible act of acquisition, such as mesira, the physical transfer of the shtar, or karka, land, can be acquired with a shtar because it's a tangible piece of property. The Gemara attempts to prove otherwise, that mili b'mili miknin, a verbal agreement, can be acquired even with an equivalent kinyan of shtar. As Rav Huna says, im kadam meicher v'kasav es hashtar. If a person sold some in the field, and the seller wrote him a shtar raya, a document of proof, before the field was acquired by the buyer, kimet shehechzik imoy b'karka, nikne shtar b'chol makom shehu. When the buyer acquires the field, he also acquires the shtar raya wherever it might be. And as the Rashbam explains, kasol kedai techashta dehashtar b'mili de'ame mikni, shenisratza ha-meicher lahaknes lekech v'afe pishle ba'ashtar liyadei. At this point, the Gemara understands that even though the buyer did not actually receive the shtar raya, he acquires the shtar raya, which is mili, through the seller's verbal consent alone, also mili, and certainly regarding Oisius, shtar, b'shtar mikni, he acquires the loan through his actual acceptance of the shtar mechira. The Gemara answers, agav shani. The buyer does not acquire the shtar raya through the seller's consent alone, but rather through kinyan agav, as Rashbam explains, kimin shehechzik b'karka koni li shtar v'lav hayni mili. When the seller does a maisa kinyan in the field, it's considered as if he did a maisa kinyan in the shtar. Zok the Mishnah, mocher as a karen le mocher as a pradis. If a person sold a wagon, the mules are not included in the sale, and vice versa, mocher as a pradis le mocher as a karen. If he sold mules, the wagon is not included in the sale, because as the Gemara explains, this is a case of b'she'in adukin bay. The mules were not hitched to the wagon, therefore each one was sold separately. However, the Braisa which rules Mocher as a car and Mocher as a Pradis, if a person sold a wagon, the mules are included in the sale, is discussing a case of Ba'adukin Bay. The mules were hitched to the wagon, therefore they were sold together. Mishnah continues, Mocher as a Tzemed le Mocher as a Bakar, Mocher as a Bakar le Mocher as a Tzemed. If a person sold a yoke, the cow is not included in the sale, and if he sold a cow, the yoke is not included in the sale. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hadamim Maidin. The price amount is a reliable indicator. For example, Mocher as a Tzemed. If the buyer paid 200 zuz for the yoke, the cow is included in the sale because the yoke alone is certainly not worth 200 zuz. But if the buyer paid only the value of the yoke, the cow is not included in the sale. While the Chacham disagree and say, Ein hadamim raya, the price amount is not a reliable indicator, and regardless of the sale price, the cow is not included in the sale. And the Gemara explains the machlekes as follows. If in this city only a yoke is referred to as tzemet, while a cow is referred to as bakar, all agree that macher as a tzemet tzimde zavonle, bakar le zavonle. Only the yoke was sold, but the cow was not included in the sale. And if the korale nami le bakar tzimde, a cow is also referred to as tzemet, all agree that macher as a tzemet kule zavonle. Both the yoke and the cow were included in the sale. And the machlekes is in the case of ba'asra de karale litzim de tzimdu le bakar bakar vekanami de karale bakar tzimda. In this city, the majority refers to only a yoke as semed, and to a cow as bakar. But the minority also refers to a cow as semed, and we're not sure whether the seller is from the majority or from the minority. If you hold hadamim aydin, the price amount indicates that the seller is from the minority and intended to sell the cow as well. While the Chacham hold in Adamim Raya, the price amount does not necessarily indicate anything, because as Rashbam explains, Yalekech al tachtayin aduoki mimayin b'cheskes mori. The buyer has the disadvantage because the seller is the muchzik, he has the cow in his possession, and amitzimechaver al avaraya, the burden of proof is on the buyer. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the Chacham's opinion of in Adamim Raya. The cow certainly was not sold, but is the sale of the yoke effective? And the Gemara offers two approaches. Either Chacham hold ein damim raya, dava bitl mekach. The sale of the yoke is also not effective, and the seller refunds all the money to the buyer, because yesh mechdei no bitl mekach. Since the yoke was oversold by more than a shtos, 1/6 of the market price, the halacha vayno applies and the sale is void. Or, the Chacham hold ein damim raya, but I have a bitl mekach. The sale of the yoke is effective, and the seller does not refund any money. Although the yoke was oversold by more than a shtos, the halacha vayno does not apply, because b'chdei shadas taya, am rabban ayno bitl mekach. Ayno applies only if an item was oversold by a small amount, for which the buyer might have erred and assumed that this is a fair price. And since it was not a fair price, it is a mekach tois, an erroneous sale, and therefore the sale is not effective. However, b'chdei shadas taya, lek ayno bitl mekach. Ayno does not apply if an item was oversold by a large amount, such as a yoke for 200 zuz, because emer matanu yavlei. Since the buyer knows that this is not a fair price, and he bought it anyway, we assume that his intentions were to pay the extra money as a gift, and therefore the sale is effective.